Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck sitting in on this Friday morning. Mark getting some time with his family this weekend. It's a free-for-all Friday. Want to thank everybody who's been calling in, chiming in. We've had a great morning so far. Last hour of the show. And we're going to kick things off by going to Washington, D.C. to talk with Ryan Schmelz, our Fox News Radio correspondent there. Nothing really to talk about, Ryan, in Washington right now, right?
Never. It's boring.
I tell you what, the president is keeping everybody on their toes. Don't know where to start. Shutdown or Venezuela? Let's go Venezuela. What is going on with 10,000 troops deployed? We've got 10% of our Navy down in that theater right now. And we've got everything from the ghost ship to aircraft carriers to battleships. I mean, it does not appear that Donald Trump is bluffing here.
Probably not. And, you know, when there's going to be, I think, a big question about, does he have the legal authority to do this without some type of approval from Congress? Obviously, the law is kind of confusing because, you know, it says that the president can deploy troops, but Congress needs to declare war. And so there's going to be probably a big question about that in the near future, and whether or not President Trump or Congress needs to seize control of this. I think there was there were Democrats who questioned the assaults on some of the ships, especially when these were supposedly coming from designated terror organizations. But now that he's actually physically in a sovereign nation, or a nation that has gone under some significant turmoil, but for the most part, is considered to be a sovereign nation.
Well, and but let's also, you know, point out the Chinese influence in that nation, which is a clear violation of the Monroe Doctrine. The drugs, the killing, the invasion of tens of thousands of Venezuelans into our land without going through proper authorities, and gangs that are existing now in the United States because of that invasion. I mean, there's plenty of grounds to say that Venezuela started this. He definitely has a defensive.
Some people don't even recognize Nicolas Maduro as a legitimate leader either. So they're under significant political turmoil, and that's been under. I mean, he's been under question for. I mean, I think we're probably upwards of a decade now. I mean, he's considered to be corrupt. He's considered to be somebody who manipulates elections. And yes, I mean, Venezuela and under his leadership, remember when we had the migrant crisis under President Biden, we had a lot of nationals coming from countries like Venezuela. A lot of them were coming from Mexico the way they used to. And that was because of some of the political turmoil that had been going on in that country.
Ryan Schmelz is our guest from Fox News Radio. Let's transition to the shutdown. Man, just the temperature, the tone of things, this thing does not look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Not exactly, no. And, Speaker Johnson and Leader Jeffries are having their daily press conferences once again. Republicans have teased this idea that they think that the shutdown will end when the No Kings protest this weekend comes to an end. They believe that Democrats want to go to this and show their political you know, show that they're fighting the Trump administration and cater to their left flank of their party. But at the same time, Democrats kind of shot that down. But it is something that has been discussed. And of course, you know, I think there always has been this question that Leader Schumer is voting against something that he has voted for over and over again throughout his political career. But this time he's doing it because he's feeling the political pressure after he got a lot of flack back in March for voting to keep the government open.
And are they still, you think, going to stick to the full $1.5 trillion that they want to be put into this before they would vote yes? Or do you think they'll quit if they get the health care provision, if they get the $500 billion or $500 trillion in health care?
Yeah, they haven't really been advocating for their entire bill. They've kind of been putting that out there as a framework. And the big things that they've been using as sticking points are these Affordable Care Act tax subsidies. But the one that kind of keeps not getting talked about enough is the provisions in there that they want that would pretty much ensure that the Trump administration doesn't cut spending that Congress approves. So that those are probably the big two. But yes, I mean, like Republicans use that $1.5 trillion spending package that they put together, and they use it to attack Democrats consistently because that's the bill that got rid of the guardrails that were put into place by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to essentially keep people in the country illegally from getting Medicaid. And Republicans have used that as saying that Democrats are pushing for health care for illegal immigrants.
Well, they both are dug in their heels. It looks like there's going to be no end. Day 17 today, and according to Senator Kennedy, I don't know if you saw that interview yesterday. He said, he's so awesome. He said he thinks it's going through Thanksgiving. He truly does not see an end in sight.
Yeah, he scared a lot of people when he said that. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. There were some people like, wait, what? Thanksgiving? Are you serious? So, you know, Speaker Johnson did say, I think last week that, or this week, that this could be the longest government shutdown of all time, which would mean at least 10 more days of this. We'll see. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's an off ramp right now, but things can change rather quickly. But as of right now, we're at least in this through Monday.
Hey, Ryan, on a lighter note, you're from St. Louis, right? Didn't you grow up here?
No, I did not.
Okay. Are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, well, there's a team in town called the St. Louis Blues, and the super fan of the St. Louis Blues just walked in our studio, and he's gonna be coming up. It's Towel Man is in the house. His name is Ron Beckley, and we're gonna get to his segment. But I appreciate all your time, Ryan. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything fun?
Well, we're actually mourning here in Maryland because the super fan for the Ravens known as Captain Defense passed away last week. So,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. If Towel Man could give him a shout out, I think that they would appreciate that.
I will make sure he does. He's getting his headphones on now. So what did they cause of death? Just, you know, what happened?
I believe it was a cancer battle if I remember correctly. Yeah. He was a 20-year plus service member. He raised money through charities, would visit people who were sick in the hospital. So he was certainly way more than just a fan. He was a really good person as well.
That's awesome. Ryan Schmelz, Washington correspondent for Fox News. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. All right.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate, With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.